Token Smart Podcast. I am Sandy Meows, and I'm here with my dudes Rizzle and Dragonade. We are here live from the metaverse. Last week was awesome, dudes. There were so many things happening. Let's talk about them. How are you guys? And dude, Dragonade, hey, welcome.
Thank you. I'm doing all right.
The long overdue let out of his box, Dragonade, to come on the podcast.
Finally, I'm free.
How's the air taste outside of the box?
fresh.
No, dude. Oh, good, man. Oh, it's great to have you here with us, man. I feel like it's long overdue, right? Yo, dude, why don't you kick us off, man? We had, and you've been shouldering the load, truthfully, with a lot of these events. I know you helped out a ton with this Narcissus Gallery that was basically a two-day event and have been, like, holding it down with Jack's Hideaway. On the regular. So dude, how is it from your end of things? There are a lot of like things in motion with that event.
There's definitely a hell of a lot going on. Kind of stressful in some ways, but honestly I think it was pretty good. Everything worked out really well. So yeah, I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah, wasn't
dude,
it
the rah-rah thing.
Yeah.
You were things Dragonade has had his hand in lately. Sorry, Sam, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm like, oh my god, Dragonade is like the easy of like last week. You're my bad, Sandy.
No, dude, Dragonade, seriously, thank you for holding it down. And the Narcissus event, like that was stressful AF because the auction just kept on. It seemed like it just kept on going. Shout out to Theo, the auctioneer. With the awesome voice, he was just like, I can't even do that voice, but I was gonna try, but I felt so bad. Dude, exactly. I felt so bad for him because there was one piece where there was a bidding war towards the end, and I guess, OpenSea does this thing if you bid on the last 10 minutes, it restarts. So then he was just like, restarting 10 minutes and 10 minutes up. I just felt so bad for him, but he pulled through and it seems that they all sold out. So that was awesome. And same with the Rara, that was epic as well. I like that we could do the little Raras, if we like it. So yeah, what do you guys like about it?
I thought it was really fun. It was just really fun to hang out in testing with the Rara guys, Mick and Lawson, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the other guys' names, but the whole team is great. The sound, I just love the sound that it makes when you click the raw button. When I was testing with them, I had a macro set up as well to see how high pitched the sound could go. Cause the more you click, the higher the sound, the higher the pitch, the sound. So it just becomes like really addicting to keep clicking it. I love that. It's dangerous though.
It is dangerous because all you want to do is just like use up all your rah-rahs. Uh-huh. And then before you know it, they're gone.
Yeah, and for bidding as well, it makes the same sound. Be careful.
Man, dude, I must have had my audio off then. Go ahead, sorry, Rizzle.
No, I was just going to say it was fun. It's cool to like imagine events like the Narcissus Gallery like eventually incorporated like the rah-rah bot into their thing. You know, obviously we were sort of like, I don't know if you would call it like alpha or beta testing, with our sort of trial run with the Avastars thing, but it was a really cool experience. Like the whole idea of like this culture around the bidding and everything that they're tapping into. I guess the Narcissus Gallery attempted to do the same thing in a different way. Was that Theo himself as the auctioneer? Dude's got a great attitude. I like the flavor that he brought. Was that someone different?
No.
Yeah, that was Theo Goodman.
That was Theo.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap. He like flipped gears. Yo, immediately, I don't know if you guys remember the Micro Machine guy from like back in the day who like on the commercials, he used to like talk super, super fast about Micro Machines. Like, I don't know, much like an auctioneer. Oh my God, I'm so old, I guess. Anyway, that's what Theo sounds like.
Even know
Theo,
did
Theo
that.
The Micro Machine guy. Theo will know. I believe Theo will understand. We'll see. But anyway, I was impressed. He just like flipped gears, and it is crazy how like I don't know, the auctioneer style of like delivering the auction does make it like really exciting. I was like, oh shit, I'm like getting FOMO, like should I get a bid in, like I don't even know what's going on. I'm like trying to do some audio stuff in the background to make sure the event is going smooth. That was fun.
Yeah, and it was nice to provide two different experiences with bidding. There was the visual one with Rara, and then, you know, the audio one with Theo and Narcissus Gallery for the rare Pepe. So that was cool. I'm glad that we got to experience a little bit of both, you know, a little bit of different taste right there.
Yeah,
cool. Both were really like fun. The Metaverse auction house last week.
And yeah. Dude, we also did this Clubhouse thing. That was pretty awesome with NFT Radio. What'd you think about that? Because I know for a while you weren't in the Clubhouse scene, but now you're there.
I still hate Clubhouse, for what it's worth. I don't hate the people in Clubhouse. I don't like hate the conversations in Clubhouse. I really like don't understand the appeal of the platform at all. I'm like, this basically does like stuff that everything else does in like a shittier way. I don't get it. But it is cool, man. I feel like every now and again we like get pulled into like really deep conversations with Tubador, like to understand the underbelly of like the way things have played out in the metaverse, which I love. Honestly, I feel like there's not a lot of people who like really are thinking big picture and are appreciative of the big picture, like Tubador is. So I feel like, you know, now it seems like once every month or once every 2 months, I get pulled into something where I gotta go deep with Tubador in something. But I'm digging it. I'm digging the Tubador vibes, and I'm glad you're getting pulled into these things more and more, Sandy, because you certainly like deserve your share of the spotlight. And I know you've been doing these Clubhouse things on the regular with Charged Particles, so you're way more experienced in Clubhouse and doing these Clubhouse things than I am. What's your take, like, just in general? And also, I know you've been doing those things regularly. Like, what's the word with those?
I would just like to reset the room. That's the word with that. It's just an inside joke that, you know, everybody in Clubhouse loves resetting the room. And there was this funny meme that Ben has sent me regarding that. But dude, yes, Club, I feel like it's kind of calming down a little bit from the whole first initial experience. But Tubador and the whole NFT Radio community, they were asking really good questions. Tubador was asking me all about what would be like the next level of evolution, or if we're going to be staying in Discord. And he was taking notes. He's like, you know, Sandy, what do you think? Yeah. You know, what would make things great? I'm like, oh, well, we need more NFT devs. And they're like, oh, well, other than that, what else? And I threw the idea out there that if somehow we could combine, you know, the people that join Clubhouse, because it's people that are, you know, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and if we could combine Twitter, Discord, and TikTok, if there's a combination of those four apps in one where it's fun, the young crowd is in, the intelligent crowd is in, and then, like, you know, the cool crowd is in, and then just putting everything together, he was taking notes. So I'm excited to see what he does with that information. And then towards the end, we were all being asked, what's the worst thing and what's the, I guess, your favorite thing or the most memorable thing that has happened. And everybody had a hard time with, like, what's the worst, but definitely audio problems. You guys, I was like, wait, hold up, come on, mic issues, internet issues, gas prices, cash grabbing drops, come on guys. And like that's the worst part of it all. Like,
we will never get away from those audio issues, man.
Exactly. And speaking of audio issues, dude, okay, A Song a Day, man. Jonathan, dude, we did the whole cheese dead to audio song.
Oh my God.
First of all,
awesome.
Can you share in your head, like, can you share with us how it sounded in your head when you first were typing those words?
Well, it was great because it came on the heels of like so many audio problems. So it was like totally organic the way the song, like, excuse me, materialized. Because for like, what, 10 minutes almost, when we were trying to get set up, we were, again, trying to do some like wacky metaverse stuff where he's like playing it on Twitch, where we're live streaming it into the Discord, where he's trying to watch the Discord chat simultaneously while recording on his own end. So there's like a lot of moving audio pieces going on here, and we were stuck in some sort of like reverberation hellhole where like everything he said was just like getting repeated over and over again, to the point where it was like so comical. I was like literally like laughing out loud here, and he's DMing me, poor Jonathan, man. He's like, I'm so sorry, dude, I have no idea what's going on, this has never happened before. And I'm like, dude, this is hilarious. You could almost just like lay a beat over these like audio failures, and that could be the song of the day, and we could just, mm-hmm, you know, call it a day, and that's it. So by the time we started the actual like song itself, we were all just sort of goofing around in the chat box, and I was yelling like death to audio problems because everybody knows our history of like audio problems. And then Sandy like randomly mentioned cheese, and all of a sudden this song just like took off. And I mean, I read this book like a long time ago. I forget exactly what it's called, but it's something about how like, it takes, you know, being an expert in anything is essentially like an exercise in practice. And you got to put in like something crazy, like 10,000 hours worth of practice to really become an expert at something. And like being able to witness him just sort of create a song out of thin air, like in front of us, ad-libbing off of the Discord chat menu. And then he spent like a little bit of time afterwards, you know, 20 minutes, like showing us how he remixes it and like, you know, polishes it up and everything. I was just literally in awe. I'm like, this is someone who is clearly like an expert, like who, you know what I mean? Like who can do something like that to that sort of skill level? I think it's coming out soon. I mean, I can't wait to hear it. I had the song in my head all day yesterday. I like woke up in the middle of the night. Singing it. I'm like, I gotta do something about this.
Death to audio.
Dude. It was so fun, right?
It was fun. And then I know Drago Day was helping him with the audio too. Isn't it so weird how it ended up being Death to Audio? We had audio issues within, right, that song, but we turned it around and we made art. We made it happen. And I can't wait. I am gonna purchase that song because why not? Seriously. It was like the best song ever.
That was awesome.
I feel like it's like the token smart anthem, right? It had so many like great things in it, right? He's like talking about the gifts that like, you know, are routinely posted and our Discord. It's like so good. Like everything about it's
too bad Dab Dragon wasn't there in bigger capacity, because the amount of gifts and the kind of gifts that he would have been posting would have just made it so freaking hilarious.
This is true. Good.
Oh, I was just gonna say, that's a great call. Yes, Dab Dragon would have loved this. Totally. He will get it, man. The Token Smart Anthem is all encompassing. Oh my god, it was so much fun. I when that ended, I was like, you know, I had to do a couple of things. I signed off or whatever, and I was just like, wow, that was like just straight up like so much fun from start to finish. I like really had a blast. It's kind of nice, like don't get me wrong, I love the whip, but it's always nice to like take a week off and get to be in the audience for a change and, you know, do the fun. Not that that hosting isn't the fun part, but it's fun to like be in the audience and just get to like goof around and do that kind of thing too. So, man, it was just like so much fun from start to finish. So, you know, big shout out to Jonathan. He had his big drop yesterday. It seemed like it was doing pretty well. Dropped something like 365 NFTs all at the same time. So it's an ambitious one, but I think he's dropping like 1 year's worth of songs at a time. And this was year two, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And with that drop, I ended up buying one. I know you bought one too. Yours was funny, the procrastination one. What was it, like, I'll do it tomorrow?
Yeah, it was something like, I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I was, well, he was talking and going through them. I was trying to find one that I liked and, like, simultaneously listening to them at the same time that he was talking to them. And I was like, this dude's, like, so great, man. He just, like, made a custom song about our Discord and, like, threw my name in the hook at the end. I was like, I got to support him in some way. So I flipped through a couple of them, and that one seemed, like, right up my vibe. And I actually listened to a couple lines of it, but then took the time to listen to it later and was pretty happy with my purchase. Which one did you get, Sandy?
I got the one orbiting your Earth like a satellite. I'm like, oh, this sounds like a romantic indie song. And then come to find out, it's a song about stalking a girl that you like. And it could be called Orbiting Your Earth Like Satellite. So once I learned that, I was like, oh, okay. But the song did turn out very beautiful, and I love it, and it's mine, and now I'm orbiting this NFT like a satellite. So there you go. I did get people messaging me like, oh my gosh, can we do this again? You know, can he come back and do this on a weekly basis? I'm like, yo, if he's up for it, I'm up for it. That was just so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be really awesome if he ended up becoming another one of the weekly show hosts.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna say this, when he does come back, what next song titles do you guys have in mind?
I feel like it's just got to occur like in the wild. Yeah. Just sort of like it did, right? It just sort of happened, and it was so perfect. I don't know, maybe it's just because, you know, we're all in it, and it was like about, you know, what was going on currently, but I'm like, yo, that song was like so good. Like, it was like so catchy, and I don't know, man, it's maybe it's just self-indulgent, but no, I mean, obviously if he's like totally welcome to come back and do a thing whenever, you know, regular thing, you know, bonus. I'm assuming, you know, Jonathan's a busy guy. I can't even imagine, like, you know, we did a podcast with him, Matt and I, and it was great. It's out there if people want to check it out. But, you know, the more I hang out with him, the more, like, questions that I have. And I look through his songs, you know, yesterday, and I'm like, you know, what happens when he, like, goes on vacation or something, or when he, like, gets sick? Or, like, you know, does he just, like, he's just knuckle up and, like, crank it out? Or, like, you know, is it just, like, he just put out a song a day? So he, like, you know, front loads it a little bit. Maybe, like, you know, does five in one day some days. So he, like, can take a break from it or whatever. So many questions. Yeah, I wonder. And then I'm like, right? And I'm like, what is endgame? Like, is there a certain cutoff point where he's just, like, now I will not do a song this day? And then, you know, I don't know, what is that point? Will it happen spontaneously? Is there a number he has in mind? So many questions.
Oh my gosh, that's so many questions, dude. Like, I don't know. You're right.
Just, like, come back.
How does he do it?
I have a question for you, Sandy. What made you think of cheese to be the first random thing?
It was the first with things like this, because I took drama when I was in high school, and then I remember, just go with, like, whatever the first thing you're thinking about. So it was cheese, and I think I had eaten, like, a mozzarella, like, cheese stick. A string cheese. Nice. So I was like, cheese.
I ask because that's usually the first random thing that comes to my mind as well for something like this. And I think you and my cousin.
We're soulmates. We're all soulmates here.
There must be something about the ch sound, because my cousin, he didn't often say cheese, but he usually, his one random word when he was younger would be chicken fajitas. So it's gotta be just like the ch sound, something with that.
With the,
I don't know.
Oh, and then there's that thing that everybody's using, like, sheep.
Oh god, no.
Yeah, Sandy introduced me to that. I'm still talking about the micro machine guy. Sandy's on to, like, the new jargon.
That's because I have, like, younger siblings. My younger siblings keep me young. And then not only that, but once in a while, like, I'll jump into, like, and play, like, some Rust or some Fortnite and League of Legends. So, you know, it happens in the chat.
On there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you'll hear it all. And then that's that. You know what?
Kicking it off with cheese was perfect. I feel like the randomness vibe, like, was perfect for our community. You know, it was great.
Yeah, because I feel the percentage of people who do not like cheese is very low compared to the percentage of people who do like cheese. And if you did, if for whatever reason, if Jonathan didn't like cheese, he could have thrown in there, you know, lactose intolerant or something like that. So it's just like a fun subject.
I think I called for the death of lactose intolerant people and then like walked it back later on in the chat dialogue.
When you had mentioned that to audio, I thought like in my head it was gonna be like a metal song, like "Death to Audio" or something like that. But then when he came up with whatever he came up with, it was just awesome. Everything, the chorus, the intro, the outro, everything.
It was really, really impressive, which is why I started thinking, like, I'm like, dude, how does he keep this up? And he actually mentioned that in the chat box, and he said, like, you know, not every song is this like highly produced. So I felt that made me feel even like better. I'm like, wow, man, this dude like really is like doing us a favor here by like creating this custom song for us. And I mean, obviously we're trying to spread the word of his drop, and he's like a great community member of ours and everything, but I'm just like, this is so cool, man. Dude's going out of his way to create like a really epic song for us that will live on forever, right? I mean, it's just so, so cool.
I mean, it was really fun too, so.
Yeah,
it really was. And I think like for me, it was just like my lifelong dream, just because all so many times we'll be like in the Discord chat and in my head, like I'll picture, oh, this is awesome. Like someone please make this song. And we had touch bases with Savage Preebs from Bitrees. And we're like, dude, for Halloween or for like all the events that we were doing, like, dude, make a song about Valentine's, or, you know, these are the lyrics, and it never happened. And I'm like, dude, and it finally happened. So heck
I think those two need to do some sort of a collab.
I think so too.
Yeah. Savage, man, you just got put on the hot seat, dude. You listen
he
to
did.
This?
Yo, Savage Pre.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. We won our own custom song, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got a lot to live up to, man. really appreciate you guys holding it down. It was a super fun week, and we got an interesting week coming up next week. A lot of regular stuff on the schedule, and I know the Bitcoin conference is in Miami, which I felt like I was originally going to all by myself, and then it turns out a bunch of people are going down, including Matt from the Whip, and he'll be there on Thursday. So I guess possibly we'll be broadcasting the Whip. Matt and I will be broadcasting the Whip live together from Miami this week. Ooh. Which will be an interesting metaverse pivot for the whatever season this is, premiere of the Whip. I think season 5. It doesn't really matter. Season
No. It'll be series number B.
There you go.
Right. Make it something ridiculous.
B for
right.
Cheese.
Yeah. Last, yo, that's what we should do. It should be like the whatever the Chinese zodiac or something, and this is the season of the cheese, and you know, next we just have like animals or like, you know, inanimate objects that we just name the seasons after, so they don't have any sort of like continuity or like numbers. It's just like, this is the season of the cheese. I actually really really like that.
That's like the most genius idea ever.
Right? Oh my god. Right? And then we can like incorporate NFTs into like the Whip design, the, you know, the cheese blocks for like this whole season coming up.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That sounds like a good idea.
Too many puns. If you guys noticed with the Whip newsletter, the issue number has just been some random stuff. I'm trying to find one now.
No, I haven't noticed that.
I did not know.
Because I got a long time ago
with these podcasts trying to number them. Who knows what number we're at?
I got so confused because some of the numbers had repeated. So I just started putting like question marks for most of them. And then for the last one with Mark Rendar, I'm just like, it's new Pangean number Rendar.
Perfect. I love it.
Dude, I didn't even, how long have you been doing the Whip newsletters? I didn't even realize you were doing that all this time.
Yeah, you messaged me a couple of months ago, I guess.
Oh my God, that, I asked you to do that. Matt...
No. You told me that Matt was going to message me and that he had some more work for me or something like that. And that was when.
Yeah, well, there you go, people. See how organized we are over here.
Super well, organized. That's,
you know, yeah, I mean, this podcast made it through like 8 episodes or maybe like 1.5 seasons. And I was like, does anyone even care or pay attention to these numbers anyway? And it doesn't seem like it. If they do, no one's mentioned it in like 4 seasons. Yeah.
Dragonade is noticing. Jeez.
What season is this anyway? Goat or cheese? I have no idea.
We could just make a goat cheese. Why not?
There you go.
That's like the combo season of something when we join forces with something. I don't know.
Yeah.
The goats.
Yeah.
Exactly. this is where the goat. So what else we got coming up, y'all? Monday's sort of like I think Easy's listening party. Shout out Easy's listening party. Might be the only thing going on Monday. We're confirming with BB Studios, which by the time this will have aired, that will have aired. And then I think we got pretty much a regular lineup for the rest of the week next week. Does that sound about right to you guys?
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
Just make sure to look at the hashtag event links. I'm sorry, the event links is for the PoAP, but take a look at that, guys, to get your PoAP. And yeah. The weekly hashtag weekly events to look at all of the events happening for this week.
Awesome. And I think that's about it. Natuno's birthday. Happy birthday. Happy late birthday, Natuno. Holding it down every week on a regular basis. Everybody's holding it down on a regular basis. I feel like sort of obligated to shout everybody out, but at the same time, I'm like, there's so many people to shout out now. Like, everybody is just crushing it, like, so well. So without going through everybody,
impossible to read through the list.
Yo, seriously, man. I mean, the bot squad, mod squad, we got like 8 people like regularly holding it down. I think I counted something like 25 to 30 regular presenters coming through our Discord on a regular basis. And, you know, one is just as good as the next. And everybody's been doing it for a while now at this point. So I feel like, we've really got an incredible, like, core of people to move forward with. And people keep hitting us up to do like dope one-off events like this Narcissus stuff. Help me out, guys. Someone just found our event form, just a couple days ago. And I reached back out to them for another like one-off event, that they want to sponsor. But in our Discord, where can people find that form?
It's the hashtag book event, but please make sure to put as much detail, provide your Discord name, provide your Twitter, provide as much information about the project as well to make it easier. Sometimes we're receiving these and it's just, we don't even know who sent it. So please be very detailed when you are booking or when you are submitting that form. But yeah, you can find it in the hashtag book event for those of you who are interested in booking an event with us.
It's right underneath the weekly events.
There you go.
Awesome. Yes. Please fill out the form. Clearly, we need stuff like that to stay organized because I can't even remember who's doing newsletters that I told to do 1.5 ago or whatever. So.
And with much detail and contact info.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate both of you, as always, hopping on the podcast, but also for everything else and all the hard work you guys are doing. Big shout out Quigbell, who's also been way up in the mix, helping us out with the Rah-Rah event and holding it down over at Avastars. Anything else on your end?
Just make sure to do the Avastar contest, guys. If you're new, it always comes out in Monday on Mondays on the Token Smart Twitter. So follow the Twitter account for Token Smart and make sure that you get those in before the event starts, or you'll be left behind on the bus, but we'll catch you. And make sure to comment below so we don't miss your entry as well. And and use that hashtag too. That way we don't miss it. And yeah, that's it, guys.
Got that, Lucy Rhymes. Shout out, Lucy Rhymes.
Yeah.
he was trying to get in the contest, and we had to help him figure it out. But he was up in the mix too at the Rah Rah event, and all up in the mix with all the things. So we'll get him in the contest too.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Joel. Well, have a great week this week, and we'll be reporting live from Miami and catching the metaverse.
See you guys on the flip side.
Say
meow.
All right, Joel.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.